The story of Ganga.
Oh, Ganga.
Today, we cannot imagine an India without the Ganga. Yet there was a time, according to Mahabharata and Ramayana, when there was no Ganga on earth, at least not until King Bhagirath brought her there. He did it to redeem the souls of his ancestors, the arrogant sons of Sagara, who were burnt to ashes by the wrath of sage Kapila, whom they had offended. Since they had died without their last rites being performed, they were doomed to suffer in hell. Later, the sage relented and told Amshuman, Bhagirath's grandfather, that if Ganga, in all her purity, were brought to earth and made to touch the ashes of the sons of Sagara, their sins would be washed away and they would go to heaven. Perhaps the Hindu custom of offering a sip of water from the sacred river Ganga to a dying or dead person as part of the last rites has its origin in this myth. Neither Angshuman nor his son Dilipa after him succeeded in their attempts to bring the sacred river to earth. The stupendous feat was achieved by the single-minded perseverance of Bhagirath. That is the mythological tale as told in Mahabharata and Ramayana. Mythology is not all fact, we know, but yet, in its vast poetic exaggerations, one can always trace an outline of truth. The presence of the Rajasthan desert, in close proximity to the Indo-Gangetic plain, makes it plausible that perhaps there was a time when there was no Ganga in India. It is not difficult then to visualize what agonies the people there must have suffered without the blessed water. If that had been so, then Bhagirath's task of bringing Ganga to earth was indeed a colossal one, and one that merits all that has been sung and said about it in the epics.
Beautiful, pure, strong-willed Ganga was the elder daughter of Mount Hemavan. She had the power of purifying anything that touched her. One day, the devas, led by Brahma, came to Mount Hemavan.
Heaven needs the presence of young Ganga, sanctifier of all creatures.
If Ganga goes, the earth will suffer, but it is my duty to look to the good of all the three worlds. I am willing to send Ganga, who flows everywhere at will, purifying all in her wake with you.
May we take her with us now?
Go with the devas, Ganga, and serve them dutifully. At about that time, life on earth was becoming impossible for all righteous people.
Our sacrifice has been ruined once again. At this rate, we will incur the displeasure of the gods. Months of hard labor wasted. Our crops have been destroyed in a single night.
The murderers haven't spared even our babes. What have we done to deserve this? At last.
We are helpless against enemies who don't show themselves. Let those of us who have survived hide in the caves.
Their mysterious tormentors were a group of asuras who hid in the ocean by day and came out to harass them at night.
I've spotted them. They've gone into the caves.
Never mind. We'll follow them.
Not a single one of them should be spared.
In heaven, the devas were perturbed by the plight of the people. They held counsel.
In our own interests, we must help the good people on earth. But how can we, when we don't know who their tormentors are?
Brahma made a suggestion.
Let us seek the help of Vishnu. He will know.
So they went to Vishnu.
Lord, how can we destroy the mysterious enemies of the good men of earth? Where do they hide by day?
In the ocean bed. To kill them, you will have to dry up the ocean. Go to Sage Agastya. He alone can help you.
You may go to Sage Agastya now and do what is to be done.
When Agastya had heard the whole story,
"For the good of the world, I will come with you and drink up the ocean."
When they reached the ocean,
"Be ready to do what you have to do."
As Agastya bent down and began to drink up the ocean, the evil asuras were exposed. The devas fell upon them.
"Don't spare the murderers.
Help! Help! Help!"
When the asuras were vanquished, the devas turned to Agastya.
"O Savior, now that the evil ones are dead, fill up the ocean again with the water you drank." "I cannot. I have digested it. You will have to find some other means to fill the ocean."
The devas did not know what to do. They went to Brahma.
"A very long time must pass before the ocean will once again be full."
The devas waited a number of years, and still nothing happened. So they went to Vishnu again. There, "Do not worry. King Sagara and his descendants will cause the ocean to be filled up again."
"But Sagara has no sons."
"He has already begun penances to obtain them." At that moment on earth, Lord Shiva appeared before King Sagara and his queens, Keshini and Sumati.
"I am pleased with your piety. You shall have many sons. One of your wives shall bear 60,000 proud and heroic sons who will all perish without heirs. Your race, however, will be continued by the one son that your other wife will bear."
Accordingly, in course of time, both wives bore children. King Sagara was overjoyed and gave away many gifts to the poor. Days passed, and the boys grew up. The 60,000 sons of Sumati were brave, strong lads who were conscious of their royal status.
"We must learn to wield a chariot and win a war. We are the sons of a king."
"Where are my golden arrows? A prince on whom his people depend must have the best of weapons." Queen Keshini's son, Ashamanja, however, grew up to be a wicked prince.
"Your Majesty, Prince Ashamanja has drowned yet another child."
"I heard the child scream. The prince must be punished."
"He shall be banished from the kingdom."
But Asamanja's son, Amsuman, was a very kind and considerate boy, and the people loved him. Once, when King Sagara was performing the Ashvamedha sacrifice, Indra stole the sacrificial horse. When they discovered that the horse was stolen, the officiating prince and Sagara turned to the 60,000 princes.
If we can't complete the sacrifice, we're all doomed. Go, my valiant sons. Go and find the horse.
The sons of Sagara searched the whole earth, but could not find the horse. At last,
there is only one place left to search, the netherworld. Then let us dig our way through the earth and search there.
When they reached the netherworld,
what is this huge elephant doing here? It is one of the 8 elephants which hold the earth up.
They searched for a while, then
there is no sign of the horse. Let us proceed. The princes have been thoughtless. They will bring destruction.
When the Sagaras had dug the earth to tunnel their way to the netherworld, the panic-stricken inhabitants of the earth ran hither and thither. The elephant, to maintain the balance of their weight, moved, causing a tremendous earthquake. Meanwhile, oblivious of the harm that they had done, the sons of Sagara moved on and came to where sage Kapila sat meditating.
There stands our horse. So this sage is the culprit.
Thief!
Return our horse.
As the enraged princes were about to attack him,
how dare you call me a thief?
Angered by their audacity, the powerful Kapila burned the 60,000 princes to ashes by uttering but one syllable. Meanwhile, at the sacrifice, when the princes did not return, Sagara remembered Shiva's words. He turned to Amsaman, his beloved grandson.
Go, Amshuman. You are valiant and wise like your ancestors. Go and find your uncles and the horse.
Amsaman set out and soon came upon the place where his uncles had entered the netherworld.
Crops have been destroyed. People and animals killed. There seems to have been a calamity. I will enter this crater. Perhaps my uncles are in the netherworld.
Like his uncles, he too saw the elephant.
Proceed. You will accomplish what you have set out to.
Later.
Ah, there's the horse. I will ask the Rishi about my uncles.
Amsuman came closer and saluted the Rishi.
Have you seen my uncles? They came after that sacrificial horse.
Yes, I have seen them. They were so insolent that I consumed them with the fire of my penances.
Amsuman took a handful of the ashes that were his uncle's and let out a cry of anguish.
The sage tried to console him.
Do not grieve, Amsuman. They met with the fate they deserved.
But do they deserve to suffer in hell too? Is there no way for them to enter heaven?
There is. Ganga, in all her purity, must be brought down from heaven. If she touches these ashes, your uncles will go to heaven. You are patient, truthful, and righteous. You may take the sacrificial horse back with you.
Amshuman returned with the horse.
We are saved.
The sacrificial horse has been found.
The sacrifice can now be completed.
Later, at the palace, when Amsaman told Sagara what the sage had said,
I will not be able to accomplish such a feat in my lifetime. Anshuman, you must become king after me and strive to bring Ganga to earth.
When Sagara died, Amsaman became king, but
my son Dilip shall rule the kingdom. I wish to retire to the Himalayas. There I will perform austerities to induce Ganga to flow down to the earth.
Amsaman, however, died without succeeding in his attempts. His son Dilip was overcome by grief.
I must bring Ganga to earth in my reign.
Day and night he thought about the fate of his ancestors and how he might redeem their ashes, but
I have been king for many years. Still, I have not succeeded in bringing Ganga to earth.
At last, even Dilip was on his deathbed, leaving the task unaccomplished. His son, Bhagirath, however, made a vow in the dying king's presence.
Father, I will not ascend the throne without first bringing Ganga down to earth.
Accordingly, when Dilip died, Bhagirath addressed the ministers.
I will be king only after Ganga flows on earth. I entrust the kingdom to you. I am leaving for the forest where I will undergo the most severe austerities.
For years, Bhagiratha continued his penances and meditation. At last, pleased by his single-mindedness, Brahma appeared before him.
Ask for a boon, O steadfast one, and it shall be granted to you. Then let Ganga flow down to earth from heaven and deliver the souls of my ancestors. Your aim is a lofty one, but the earth cannot sustain the force of her fall. Only Shiva can withstand it.
And Brahma disappeared.
Then I shall perform penances to please Shiva.
For a year, Bhagirath adored Shiva. Shiva appeared before him.
What is the boon you seek? Lord, please receive the force of Ganga as she descends to earth. I will do that for you. But I must be on my guard. Ganga's movements are unpredictable. You will have to take care while conducting Ganga on earth. She is accustomed to flowing anywhere at will. I will take care, my lord.
In heaven, Ganga made ready to descend. Halfway down, a thought suddenly occurred to her. The Mighty One is off his guard. I shall sweep him away with me to the netherworld.
So that is what she plans to do.
As Ganga fell, Shiva imprisoned her in his matted locks. She swirled about in her prison for many a year, unable to escape. Bhagirath once again adored Shiva, and the mighty god appeared before him.
Lord, you are the source of all kindness. Have pity on me and release Ganga. Your devotion merits it. For your sake, I will. Lead her to the ashes of the sons of Sagara, and may their souls be redeemed.
Ganga became further purified by her contact with the Lord's head. People ran to her to cleanse themselves of all sins.
Mother Ganga will wash away our sins.
She has been sanctified by the Lord's sacred head. But Bhagiratha's trials were not yet over. The netherworld beyond the ocean was still far away. On the way...
Where are these people going?
To the sacrifice of sage Janu. Oh, I will flow that way.
You may, but do not disturb the sage. Take care, you'll flood the sacrificial fire and destroy the sacrifice.
I will go closer. But the irrepressible Ganga rushed forward. The sage was furious.
You shall be punished for this.
And the fuming sage consumed her in one long gulp.
Forgive her, Holy One, and release her. Yes, O Holy One, let not the endeavors of Bhagirath be wasted.
Out of respect for Bhagirath's penances, Janu released Ganga.
Ganga has become even more pure by her contact with the sage. May you lead her safely to the ocean and the nether world and redeem the souls of your ancestors, Bhagirath. Henceforth, Ganga shall also be known as Janavi, your daughter, O Holy One.
At last, Bhagirath and Ganga reached the ocean and the netherworld beyond. Ganga flowed over the ashes of the sons of Sagara and onto the ocean bed. From that day onwards, the ocean came to be known as Sagara. His promise fulfilled, Brahma appeared before Bhagiratha.
The sons of Sagara are in heaven and will remain there as long as Ganga flows on the earth. Since you brought Ganga to earth by your penances, she shall be known as Bhagirathi, your daughter.
Then Bhagirath returned to his kingdom, ascended the throne, and ruled wisely for many years.